And already on the phone right now is author Ted Bell. His new Alex Hawks novel, Dragonfire, is in stores now. And right on the front cover, it says, Alex Hawk is the new James Bond by James freaking Patterson. Hey, Ted, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. Thank you.
James Patterson, right on the front cover. That's got to feel good.
That's a good blurb.
Were you shocked when you got it? Like, did they just email it to you? Did they call you and say, hey, James Patterson,
no,
liked your book?
Jim and I had known each other for like 30 years. We were both in advertising in New York, and we were like super competitive, our two companies, Young Rubicam for me and J. Walter Thompson for him. And then we ended up living like three houses away from each other down in Palm Beach and playing golf. Got to not be competitive, but be friends. And he was very helpful to me when I was first starting out with the first Hawk book. So
he was
in the process all the way.
I don't know how that guy has time to read books because he writes so many freaking books a year.
Well, he has a lot of people helping him write books.
Yeah. This is your 11th Alex Hawk novel, the second one that I've read. I've read the last one, and then I read this one. I love Alex Hawk. He's a great character.
He's fun, and yeah, he's great. I'm really happy with him.
How did you come about doing this series? Did you just have an idea with this character, and you just started writing it, and it took off, and the book companies kept coming and saying, we want more and more?
Well, I started out writing YA historical novels, sort of like Treasure Island, kind of old-fashioned, you know, big, huge adventure stories. And then I wrote a couple of those, and they did very well. Both got on the Times list. And so I said, oh, I always wanted to write a spy novel. And so I started thinking about who my character might be. And I was very inspired by Ian Fleming when I was a little kid, when I read all those books. But the last thing I wanted to do was like chase James Bond. The only thing I wanted to have in common with James Bond is they're both British. So I always found, and Ian Fleming is quoted as saying that when he conceived of Bond, that he, and it's interesting, my friend Mark Rainey has the books called The Gray Man.
Yeah.
And Fleming, his idea for Bond was to be the Gray Man. He was going to be a civil servant with no personality, but he was a great political, you know, assassin and spy. And that's why he deliberately chose. He was looking for really bland. Do you know the story of how he came up with the name James Bond?
I don't.
So, you know, he wrote those books in Jamaica at his house down there, which the name is escaping me at the moment, but it's a very famous name, Goldeneye. And so he's sitting there at his desk looking out over the ocean and trying to think of a name, and he's looking at the books on his bookshelf, and he sees this book called Tropical Birds of the West Indies by James Bond. He goes, that's it. So that's how he picked the name. But he thought it was a very bland name. He didn't want a name like Hawk. He wanted a civil servant name. So I just wanted to make Hawk much more three-dimensional than Bond, and have a sense of humor, and tell jokes, and be sarcastic, and be funny, and be emotional, and be a living, breathing guy. And so once I'd figured that out, then I could start writing the book.
Yeah, and your new book, Dragonfire, the Alex Hawk novel, Ian Fleming actually plays a part. It's a dual. This novel is a dual storyline, one set in 1941 and one set today in the Bahamas with Alex Hawk today and with his, it was his great-grandfather,
grandfather.
Right? Or his grandfather.
Grandfather or great-grandfather, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Washington with the Department of Naval Intelligence for the UK, and then in London meeting Fleming, as you said, and the two of them become friends, and they also team up to do, as you know, sort of daring do exploits of behind German lines, sabotage, blowing up the Berlin train station and stuff like that. And they become really good friends. So I thought that was just, I've always wanted to put Fleming in a book. As a fact, I've always wanted to write an original script with Fleming, Ian Fleming himself, not Bond, as the central character, because his exploits in World War II were incredible, and nobody knows anything about it. But in lieu of that, I thought, well, I've got a deal with Endeavor Content for Hawk right now, And it's sort of sitting still right now because I think everything's pretty quiet out there. But I figure if Endeavor's going to do something with it, I'd love to have Fleming in the films, you know?
Yeah.
As a character. So that'd be fun.
That'd be cool if it gets made. I'd love to see the movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not the first time the studio's picked it up. Paramount picked it up before Endeavor, and nothing happened. And now Endeavor's got it, so we'll see.
Well, I always tell you, authors, half the battle is at least getting the check cleared.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, I felt good when we got a check from Endeavor. Until then, I was like, okay, I don't know about this.
Well, the new...
There's a famous book about Hollywood called Hello, He Lied. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. But
no,
it's
I
pretty good inside Hollywood, but yeah. Well, I love the title of Red Carpet Crash. I think it's great.
Oh, thank you.
It sounds like streaming the show for Netflix or something. Kind of a Black Dahlia update, you know. So this is a great... How'd you come up with that?
I actually did it with another guy years ago, and he actually came up with the name, and he left the site after a few years, so I just kept it.
Yeah, it's a good name.
So the new book, Dragonfire, let's talk about this. Alex Hawk, it opens up with Alex. He's at a dinner party. He's on, I think it's the Bahamas, is he? Is that where he's in the Bahamas?
No, Bermuda.
Bermuda.
Bermuda. He's got a house in Bermuda, yeah.
And he gets a frantic call that something's not right at his house, and it's the middle of a rainstorm. Yeah. He's on his motorcycle, and he has to rush home, and it's an arch enemy from a previous book. And I love the name of this this bad guy. It's
Mr. Smith.
Yeah, take the initial sugar, honey, iced tea. Take the initials of each word, and that's his first name.
That's his real first name.
Yeah. Alex gets into it with him. Alex is left for dead. Luckily, he survives. He's in the hospital. He vows revenge at some point. Then he gets a call from the M16. The Queen needs him to find her grandson who's gone missing because he's A, close with the Queen, and B, he's the godfather of the Prince. So once Alex gets better, he goes on the hunt
in the Bahamas.
For him, and it takes him to this island where the Dragonfire nightclub is, owned by the nefarious Tang brothers, who are bad guys from China, and they happen to be the grandsons of Ambassador Tiger Tang, which takes us to the other part of the story when we're in 1941, where Tiger Tang is China's ambassador to the United States, and he gets friendly with Roosevelt.
Arriving the day after Pearl Harbor.
I'm sorry, what?
Right. Arriving the day after Pearl Harbor and going to see FDR.
He becomes friends with Roosevelt, and he also meets the elder Alex Hawk back in 1941, and we learn about a plot in 1941, as we're also going back and forth with today with Alex trying to find his godson. He meets an old flame. He meets people. He has to call in the troops, and it just becomes a battle of who's going to survive and who's going to save who.
Yeah, and they find a Chinese nuclear sub... underwater sub pen in the Bahamas, 90 miles from Miami.
Yeah.
Which the U.S. Navy is not too thrilled about.
Then it's a battle on the island with Alex Hawk and his crew to try and save the prince. They have to find him. They hear he's close to death. It's a battle ensues. Who knows what's going to happen? You got to read the book. But it's just classic Alex Hawk. It's, you know, it's... It's like you said, it's kind of like James Bond. It's like Jason Bourne, the Gray Man.
Yeah.
All these kind of characters are so great and badass.
Yeah, that's true. I love Mark's Gray Man books. They're great.
Oh, yeah. I interview him every year. He's cool. I like him. I'm glad
cool guy.
I'm glad his character got picked up for movies as well. Did you see that?
Well, by Netflix.
With Chris Evans and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, and Ryan Gosling, fantastic. Yeah. I'm really happy for him. He didn't even know about it. He got a call from our mutual friend Ryan Steck, who runs a site called the Real Bookspy, and he said, "Hey, Mark, you must be feeling pretty good this morning." He said, "Not really. I just woke up. What's up?" And he said, "Do you not know what's happened?" And Mark didn't know, so Ryan told him.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty funny. Yeah.
The last thing I had heard was Columbia Pictures had the rights to it, but, you know, it was just sitting in limbo.
Yeah, I had it for like 5 years. You know? Yeah. Well, that's what happens. I mean, that's what's been happening to me with Hawk. but it finally broke with Endeavor, but we'll see.
People can follow you online at Facebook at Ted Bell Novels, tedbell.com, Instagram, tedbell65, Twitter at Alex Hawk. Are you doing a bunch of online stuff to promote the book? Obviously, you can't be going out and doing a book tour.
No, but I'm doing a lot of Zoom interviews. I just did one with the Charleston Library Society, and I did. Do you know the book, the crew reviews? Have you heard of those four guys?
No.
They're great guys. You should Google them or go to their site or something. So, I mean, they're all funny, and when they interview you, they're all having cocktails. They said our show is all about alcohol.
Oh, wow.
You know, our logo should be a flask in the shape of a novel. But, I mean, they're just great guys, and they're all writers, and Sean Cameron and Mike House, and you should check them out. They're good to know about.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I can be drinking and talking to people at the same time, but...
Sorry, say again?
I don't know if I can drink and interview at the same time.
No, they pull it off. I don't know how they do it, but they do. So anyway, it's fun, yeah. So yeah, Dragonfire is doing really well. I mean, I have to say, it's getting great reviews and selling a lot of books. So I hope a lot of your listeners will check it out.
And you're with Berkeley now, so it's a new book company for you as well.
Yeah, it's Penguin Random House Berkeley, and it's a 2-book deal. And I'm already into the second book right now for Hawk, the sequel to Dragonfire. Excuse me.
So we'll be having that character back that we mentioned earlier,
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. He's back. He's back in a bad way.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Some revenge needs
I love
to,
that guy.
Some revenge needs to be had.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he is a villain you love to hate, right?
Yeah. So do you have a bunch more books in you? Do you think this series can keep going on for a while, as long as the book company is
in
people
on? As long as I can type, you know. I love doing it. It's really fun. It's not work for me. It's just it's joy. You know, I'm having a great time with this new one. And so, yeah, I'll just keep doing them.
Well, Dragonfire again, an Alex Hawk novel, is in stores now. Ted, it was a pleasure talking to you on the next book, maybe about a year from now.
Well, it'll probably come out about a year. Yeah, cause this one came. Dragonfire came out July 21st, and I think they're thinking about a similar timing for the new one. So yeah, about a year from now this time.
Well, so we'll look forward to that, and hopefully by the time we talk to you again next time, you'll have more news about the movie and what's happening with that.
Yep, exactly. Well, it's been great talking to you, Mark.
Well, thank you for your time, sir, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, sounds great, man. Good talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.